Race weekend in Budapest starts quietly. Early morning streets, coffee in hand, team shirts under jackets, and that shared understanding that today is not about sightseeing. Today is about getting to the Hungaroring on time, without stress, and without turning a short journey into a long frustration. On paper, the distance from Budapest to Hungaroring looks simple, roughly 20 kilometers. In reality, race weekend changes everything. Roads narrow, crowds concentrate, and small delays compound quickly. How you travel shapes the entire day at the circuit. The Hungaroring sits just outside the town of Mogyorod, built into a natural bowl surrounded by hills. That geography is brilliant once you are inside, but it limits access. Only a handful of roads and transport routes feed tens of thousands of fans into the same space. Planning is not optional here, it is essential. Most independent travellers default to public transport, and it does work, as long as expectations are realistic. The usual route begins with the Metro M2 from central Budapest to Örs-Vezér Tere. From there, you transfer to the HAV suburban train, typically the H8 line, and travel toward Kerepes or Mogyorod. From the station, you either walk or join the free race weekend shuttle buses that run toward the circuit gates. On a normal day, this system is efficient. On Grand Prix weekend, it becomes crowded very early. Platforms fill, trains run at capacity, shuttle queues stretch across open squares, and the final approach moves slowly in the heat. Nothing is broken, but everything takes longer than expected. If you choose this option, leave early and bring patience. This is where organized transport changes the tone of the day. With Celtic Horizon Tours, coach transfers run directly from the city to the circuit for qualifying and race day. No metro changes, no standing in shuttle lines, no guessing how far the final walk will be. You board the coach, arrive early, and step into the circuit area ready to explore rather than recover from the journey. Driving yourself is possible, but it comes with caveats. Race weekend traffic management around Mogyorod is strict. Roads are partially closed, signage changes, and parking zones fill quickly. General parking is usually free in designated areas, but walking distances vary and can be substantial. Taxis and rideshare services are convenient early in the morning, but surge pricing and distant drop-off points become common as crowds grow. The real challenge is not getting to the circuit, it is leaving it. When the checkered flag falls, tens of thousands move at once. Taxi queues stretch, shuttle lines slow, and roads back toward Budapest crawl. If you drive or rely on rides, expect a long wait. This is normal at the Hungaroring, not a failure of planning. No matter how you arrive, everyone walks the final stretch. The circuit is built into open land. Expect gravel paths, slopes, and uneven ground. Wear proper shoes. Carry water. Plan for at least 15 to 20 minutes of walking from drop-off points or parking areas. Inside the circuit, distances between corners are longer than they appear on a map, especially if you hold a general admission ticket and want elevation. Timing is everything. For qualifying and race day, leaving Budapest between 7:30 and 8:30 in the morning is sensible. That allows time for transport delays, walking, security checks, and settling into a viewing position before track action begins. Arriving early is not about avoiding queues. It is about choice. Choice of where you stand, where you sit, and how relaxed you feel when engines fire up. Friday is the easiest day of the weekend. Crowds are lighter, movement is smoother, and the circuit feels more open. Saturday is busier, Sunday is intense. If this is your first time at the Hungaroring, treat Friday as your orientation day. For many travellers, especially first-timers, the biggest decision is whether to manage this independently or let someone else handle it. A guided package removes uncertainty. Celtic Horizon Tours coordinates flights, hotel stays, airport transfers, and reliable coach transport to and from the circuit. You avoid peak public transport congestion and know exactly when you are leaving and when you are returning. That structure gives you freedom where it matters most, inside the circuit itself. Getting to the Hungaroring is part of the experience, but it should not dominate it. Leave early, plan realistically, choose transport that matches your tolerance for queues and delays, and if you want the smoothest possible route from Budapest to the track, let Celtic Horizon handle the logistics so you can focus on the race, the atmosphere, and one of the most intense weekends in Formula One. The cars will wait for no one. Your transport plan should not be the reason you miss a lap.